fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and we're here today with a friend of mine, Gabby Pinedo. Gabby's a mother of four, a grandmother, and she lives in Corpus Christi, Texas with her husband, Chris. And she's got an amazing story to tell, I think, just about her journey with the Lord. And I've asked her to be on the program here today and maybe tomorrow and a few days after to see how much, the Lord puts on her heart to share with us. But welcome, Gabby.
I thank you, Peter. Thank you. This is very nice to be in Michigan, back in Michigan.
Yes, yes. You spent some time here back in the early 80s?
Yes. Well, I came in 1979. I was 19 years old.
Okay.
I met my husband up here, and then we moved down to Texas in 1994. So most of my young adult life was spent here.
Okay.
Yes. So half of my heart is Mexican. I'm from Mexico City, so anyway. So it's like Mexican, American, and of course, Michigander, you know. So.
Well, tell us a little bit first about just kind of where you're from, your background.
Okay,
and
sure.
What brought you here and how you met the Lord?
Okay. Well, I was born in Mexico City in a Catholic family. And then my mom, in the early 70s, after having involved in Cursillos and the family Catholic movement, was just searching for more. So she was invited to a charismatic prayer group. And she went by herself with a couple friends, but none of us kids. I was about 11 years old back then. And she came back just talking nonstop about her whole experience. And my dad was working very hard in the government. He was a public accountant and, a man of faith. But anything that my mom did, it was just good for her, but not for him, What ended happening was her friends and my mom decided to participate in the Life of the Spirit seminar that was about to start with this particular group that a mutual friend, Dick Mishler, was the leader of the group. And all of my mom's friends have kids about my age and my siblings. So there were so many kids that they decided to give kind of a Life in the Spirit seminar for children while the adults were doing the other one. So we started going with my mom, and I went through that kind of experience, By then, I was 12 years old. And the way they presented to us Christ, I have been baptized on, First Communion. I was confirmed at baptism, so, I didn't really have that experience like kids have now. And then what happened was, I remember the first time I walked into that prayer group, I have always been very honest. If I don't like something, I will tell you. And I saw people raising their arms and singing. And for a 12-year-old, I thought, boy, I didn't think they were crazy. I thought, there must be something in them that is causing them to be so joyful, So as I go through the course, I begin to learn more about, the Holy Spirit. And they presented Jesus as someone could be your very best friend. Someone, and as a 12-year-old, I have had my share of good friends and bad friends, And back then, all of us played tennis. So I was very involved in the junior tennis tournaments, in the city. And so I have had my share of very bad experiences with friends, And that idea of Jesus as your very best friend, the one who will be always there for you, who will love you till the end. And then, of course, the presentation of the gospel appealed a lot to me. So, he comes the end of the course where, you're prayed over. It's not like I had this powerful experience. It was just a great assurance that now I had the closest friend I can ever had. The experience of my mom was so powerful. I mean, it just changed our whole perspective. Every week when we would go back home, we will be talking, about the Bible and this. And my dad worked long hours. So, he was like, what's going on, And eventually, he was able to go through the Life in the Spirit seminar. Dick Mishler very generously went for the weeks that the course lasted to my house to give it to him because my dad could not go to the meetings in the evening. And that experience for my dad transformed the whole family because it was not just my mom, but it was my dad as the leader of the home. We began to read the Bible more, And it's very interesting because things that you have read before suddenly is like this, blockage is removed and there is different, you understand it better, you know. And we are baptized, you know, we receive the Holy Spirit baptism, then confirmation, but it's like it's there, but you are not very aware of it. And suddenly with the release of the Holy Spirit, when you are consciously and personally, you're saying, yes, I want Jesus as the Lord of my life. It's like you give permission, you know, if I can say that, to the Holy Spirit to act.
Yeah, so I was thinking, a couple of things come to mind as you're speaking, Gabby. It's so interesting. The Pope John Paul II said in Redemptoris Missio, I think paragraph 46 in the document, talking about evangelization and mission, he said, it's important for every Catholic at some point in their life to come to the place where they actually make a personal decision to invite Jesus to be their personal Savior and to become His disciple.
Yes.
You know, and to, he said, to really engage the reality of what you've received in your baptism and your confirmation.
Right.
To be able to step into it. And I think a lot of people are on automatic pilot and they just think, well, something was supposed to happen and it's not happening, so I'm just going to keep going.
Right, yes.
Instead of saying, well, no, there's a way I need to cooperate with this grace I've been given.
Yes.
To really
activate
that faith that's been given to me in grace. And then the Life in the Spirit seminar, just last year, Pope Francis said publicly, he said, he wants everybody in the church to go through a Life in the Spirit seminar.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's so interesting. It was written here. You know, Ralph Martin wrote it back in the early 70s or something to help. Just, it's a simple little 10-week, was it 7 or 8 week course or something like that? To just
8 or 10, depends which one you use.
Yeah. To introduce people to the person of Christ, to the reality of, you know, the spiritual battle that we're in, the love of God, the Holy Spirit.
Right.
It's amazing how that simple little seminar has helped so many people appropriate their faith, and even for you in Mexico City back in...
And you know what? What has always struck me, and I thank the Lord very much, is that for a 12-year-old, he took my words seriously. Hmm. You know? Sometimes we think that our kids, you know, they might have a childish experience of, you know, the Lord, and, you know, it's not serious. The Lord will take you up on that. If you are 3 years old, 5 years old, 12 years old, you know, 80 years old, you know, because what He wants is the yes from you, you know, the say, come on, you know, I do want this. You know, there's the psalm, I can't remember which psalm, 70-something, says, you know, from my youth I've known you, and now that I'm old, well, I'm 56, but, you know, I can feel old sometimes. But the fact that God will take you up on that. So what ended happening was it really changed our life, you know. We began to pray more at home, bless the meal. Going to Mass became more alive to us. We got involved more in ministry. And for me personally, began a journey, really, as I was growing physically and maturing, you know, I was also growing in the Lord. Now, I didn't go into those rebellious teenage years, you know, like really off the edge. But I did have my moments when, you know, I will hit heads with my mom, you know, about dressing and, you know, this and that. But it was interesting because it was always, well, Gabby, what does the Lord have for you? You know, what does, you know, we began to have... Well, eventually we moved from Mexico City to Querétaro, which is about 2 hours away from there was an idea or an initiative from our prayer group to move a couple of the families to Querétaro because the bishop had donated a piece of land about 45 minutes from Querétaro. Things were happening in the charismatic renewal in Mexico that initiative never really consolidated to the point that there were all these families, but we were the only ones that moved. You know, my dad left his job. He was doing very well. We were middle class, and he, you know, retired, and we moved to Querétaro and began to live a simpler life. And my parents began a prayer group and give Life in the Spirit seminars. You know, by then I was in high school. Then I went to 1 year of college there. And eventually we reconnected with all the other families who, you know, never moved there because they all have come to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, my.
You know, they are different families, you know. When we reconnected with them, I was already 18 years old. And they gave us the invitation to come and visit the community here. My brother, Carlos, he's the second oldest, ended coming first, and we came in the summer of 79 to visit him. But I had in mind already, and I had told my dad, you know, I was leading or helping with a youth group with a Salesian priest that many years later married my husband and I. And it was a charismatic youth group, you know, but I wanted more. So when we came, I wanted to I said to my dad, you know, I'm going to go open-minded. So if, you know, if I want to stay or something, will you open to let me stay? He goes, well, let's go and see. So we were here for a whole month, you know, visiting this wonderful ecumenical charismatic community. And I was beyond myself. I you know, for a 19-year-old, you know, I had been studying 1 year of psychology in college. But I just wanted to learn more about the Lord and then be exposed to people who were so committed. You know, I wanted to be like them. And they were all ages, you know, they were young, adult and everything. And what eventually ended happening was through discernment process, my parents were invited to move here. But I never went back. I ended staying. I did have to go through the change in visa, you know, all that kind of thing. Then my parents eventually moved here. They were here for 2 years. And I ended going to Eastern Michigan University. I needed a student visa to be here back then. You know, the process, the migratory process was different. But it began a beautiful life of growing in the Lord as I was exposed to the different expressions of community life, from a small sharing groups to learning how to evangelize through the University Christian Outreach, you know, the ministry to students, and then being exposed to a way of life that some folks were living out in a single way, because our group was ecumenical. They were part of the different Christian traditions, and this specific group of men and women were living out a beautiful expression of being consecrated for the Lord without being religious order, because, you know, they had Lutherans and they have Jews, you know.
And that's what Sister Ann Shields, who everybody listens to on the network,
yes,
her, the religious order she's a part of, grew out of that.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And then your wife, Debbie, was part of that group,
yeah,
you
at
know,
one point, yeah,
way back then. And, you know, at that time, I was really, I have, you know, being Catholic, I was exposed to religious life, but not to this kind of which it has a place in the church, you know. Those who are not affiliated to a religious life, but they can live like consecrated virgins or as a lay people, and they actively engage in the work of the church. And their life just attracted me tremendously. Then what happened was the economical situation of Mexico was terrible. My dad, who had retired, you know, ended losing a lot of money, so they had to go back to Mexico. And I was confronted, you know, I was not even 21. And in my culture, you just don't leave home, you know. Yeah. You leave home when you're going to get married.
Yeah.
And that was a whole process that brought me into a different stage of faith.
Yeah, very good. Well, I know there's much more to this story. And friends, one of the reasons Gabby's here today is going to be with us this week is to share her personal journey, but also a very serious battle she's had with cancer and much of how what the Lord is teaching her through that whole process, a lot of wisdom. We'll probably begin to touch on that tomorrow and then maybe the following day. But I want to encourage you, if you know anybody in your family or friends who are battling cancer or battling some kind of suffering, some kind of disease or sickness, and you're up against, I think you're going to be very, very encouraged by Gabby's story and what the Lord is teaching her and the grace that she's receiving going through this whole process. But until tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and Gabby Pinedo saying, let's all together walk in the Lord today, trusting in Him and loving Him with all our heart. God bless you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.